Dreamscape presents The Widow and the Highlander by Martha Keys, narrated by Mari Morrison. 1. West Inverness Shire, Scotland, 1762. The only warmth in the library at Dunverlochy Castle emanated from the teacup Christina MacKinnon held in her hand. The room was otherwise dim, the sole window letting in the dreary greys of a sky emptied of its rain only an hour ago. Every now and then, a laugh rang out from the drawing room down the corridor, echoing eerily until it reached Christina. She stared blankly at the little wisps of steam that curled into the air and disappeared. The tea was almost gone. She had been so eager for its warmth, she hadn't even waited for it to cool fully. All the formal parts of her husband's funeral were over, but she knew it would likely be some time, days even, before everyone would depart. That time couldn't come soon enough. She set the teacup down and put a hand to the long piece of foolscap sitting on the desk beside it. It was gratitude she should feel to see the document, but instead, it felt like a weight. She didn't want to inherit Dunverlochy, but she couldn't deny she needed it. Her family needed it, and whatever her feelings, it belonged to her now, with all its cold, stony corridors and their unwelcome memories. Her dying father had taken no risks when he'd married her to Gordon MacKinnon. If he was going to sink such a large portion of his money into a fledgling estate like Dunverlochy, he had wanted to ensure that Christina was taken care of in the unlikely event that she was ever widowed. It had all seemed so distant and improbable when the arrangements had been made. But her father's stipulations in the marriage contract had proven wise. Christina had no doubt the MacKinnons would be turning her out of the castle now, leaving her to her own devices if it weren't for the paper before her. Footsteps approached, the strong gait of a man, and Christina felt her muscles tighten instinctively. She forced herself to relax. Gordon was gone. She needn't react that way anymore. She hated that she ever had.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?